Harper Teen and Harper Audio present Every Star That Falls by Michael Thomas Ford. Performed by Barrett Letty. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains a list of resources for those who are struggling. This book contains references to suicide and suicide attempts. If you are depressed or experiencing suicidal thoughts, please see the list of resources on the PDF enhancement that accompanies this audiobook. For everyone who asked, what happens next? Chapter 1. Happy Valentine's Day, my grandmother says as she wraps me in a hug so tight I almost can't breathe. I'm so glad you're not dead. Beverly, my mother exclaims. She's making a cup of tea, and she furiously dips the bag in and out of the cup by its string as she shakes her head. What? My grandmother says. Are we not talking about it? You know, I read that something like 85% of cancers are caused by not talking about things. You made that up, my mother says. Maybe it's only 80%, my grandmother says, winking at me as she reaches into the National Public Radio tote bag she's carrying and takes something out. She hands me a square metal tin with an image of a laughing Santa Claus on it. Here, I made these for you. I pry off the lid of the tin. Inside are heart-shaped sugar cookies. Only instead of being pink or red, they're rainbow-striped. I heard the news that you're gay, my grandmother says. Congratulations. Beverly, my mother says again, only not as forcefully. There's a long history of my grandmother getting on my mother's nerves, often on purpose, with what my mother calls her outrageous behavior. And I can tell my mother realizes she's fighting a losing battle right now. I pick up a cookie and take a bite. Thanks, I tell my grandmother. These are delicious. That's the rum, my grandmother says. It gives them a kick. My father and Amanda come into the kitchen. Eric, my mother says, do something about your mother.
I've tried, my dad says. She keeps finding her way back here.
My grandmother gives Amanda a hug, then kisses my dad on the cheek.
She's upset about the cookies,
she whispers, but loudly enough that she knows my mother hears it. My father looks at the rainbow hearts.
What's the problem with them?
I have no idea, my grandmother says, as Amanda reaches for a cookie, and my mother gives a little shriek and blurts,
there's alcohol in them.
It cooks out, my grandmother says, waving her hand dismissively as Amanda takes a bite of a cookie.
These are great, Amanda says as my mother frowns.
The rest of us are used to these kinds of interactions between my grandmother and my mother, and secretly enjoy them, since they never turn into actual fights. I think my mother secretly enjoys them too, even if right now she'll never admit it, because they give her something to be annoyed about, and being annoyed at things gives her life.
It was tricky getting the stripes straight, my grandmother says.
Then she laughs,
or I suppose I should say getting them gay.
She comes over and hugs me again.
You're one of my two favorite grandchildren,
she whispers in my ear. You only have two, I remind her. When she lets me go, I think maybe I see tears in her eyes. This makes my heart hurt, as it's a reminder that what I did caused other people a lot of pain and worry. I almost apologize to her, but she turns away and starts talking to my parents. I take out another cookie and eat it while I think about how weird this all is. Just a few hours ago, I got out of a psychiatric ward after spending 45 days there in a treatment program following a suicide attempt. While I was in there, I came out, had
Sample complete. Ready to continue?